Raptors Abroad, playoff edition. Just love saying it. Just love saying that. Toronto Raptors in the postseason in 2014. So we got game two, taking on the Brooklyn Nets in this best of seven series. Raptors dropped the first game in painful fashion, just looking inept on the court. Just turning the ball over and not being able to score. The Nets also looked similarly inept, just not quite as bad as the Raps. So listen, if a team just badly outplays us, I'll take it. You know, they did better. They were the better team, but it really didn't feel like the Raptors lost to a better team. It felt like it was two teams that played badly and the clock ended with the Raptors down. That's what it felt like to me. So game two, this is basically a must-win for the Raptors if they want to have any hope of winning this series, right? I mean, you can't drop the first two games at home and then go off and expect to win the series. That'd be a tough one, unless you're Dallas Mavericks. I think they did that to the Heat back in the day. Or it was the other way around, sorry. I think the Heat did that to the Mavericks, D. Wade's first championship. Anyways, that's for the breakdown. We're talking Raptors, we're talking Nets, so let's get into this ball game. Game 2, April 22nd, 2014, in the ACC. Another sellout, and 3,000-plus fans outside in Maple Leaf Square representing. And I misspoke. Last game, I had heard that there was 10,000 out there. Apparently, it was 4,000 or 5,000. But still, we got fans outside. It actually looks like a pretty good environment, to be honest. I'd probably be out there checking it out myself. You know, if I didn't have tickets, I think I'd be in that square watching that game, for sure. All right, so let's get into this game. It was a good one. Some playoff basketball ensued. First quarter. First 4 minutes were painful to watch. Jonas had a free throw and an and-one putback and another free throw. Those were the only 4 points the Raptors scored in the first 4 minutes. And I was starting to think, uh-oh, we're going to be seeing another game where the Raptors struggle to score 80, 85 points. And that doesn't usually result in too many Ws. And the Nets went on, and I believe they were up 8-1 at one point. Just right off the gate. So from the 8 minute mark to the 7 minute mark, DeMar DeRozan. This was huge. After struggling pretty much the entire game, in game one, he has back to back baskets. One's a deep jumper. One's a finger roll driving to the basket. And that felt like it was going to be huge for him. They often say these young players, or any type of scorer really, you just need to see the ball go through the basket early. And I totally agree with that. I played ball many, many, many hours, and you hit your first shot, you feel like you're, it doesn't matter if you miss the next 10, you still hit that first one. So you feel like you're going to be on. But if you miss your first three or four, you start to think, do I have it today? I don't know, maybe my stuff's not working right today. Maybe I should stick to passing. So anyways, that was big for DeMar, coming up with a couple of buckets. Wow, crazy play at the 6:15 mark. Jonas tries to drive on Mason Plumlee, fully loses his footing, and just throws a desperation shot up off the backboard as he's falling to the ground. And doesn't get any rim, just hits the backboard, but for some reason, nobody grabs it, and it goes right back to Jonas, who's lying flat on his back. He grabs it, and props to him. He has a presence of mind to just grab the ball, swing it right away off his back, and it finds T. Ross's hands, and he drains a deep jumper. It's a nice little hustle play by JV. And in fact, that was the start of, I guess the whole first quarter was all JV. It was all Jonas Valanciunas just running things. So after that great play, 30 seconds later, 5:45 mark, he hits a leaning hook shot. That gives the Raptors the lead, 12-11. Then at the 5:11 mark, so only 30 seconds later, Jonas gets fouled, goes to the line, hits two free throws. And that made it a 13-3 run at that point. The Raptors, after being down 8-1, you know, go on a 13-3 run, so they got a two-point lead. 3:12 mark, Vasquez, gorgeous drive. You know, These are just starting to drop. I remember when he was first on the Raptors, he was kind of struggling with these. But I guess this is something he can make, these driving sort of teardrop, high arcing shots from about 7-8 feet away. It's pretty amazing. But he drains one off a high glass at the 312 mark, and then the 211 mark, so just a minute and a second later, exact same play. Not quite as high off the glass, but the exact same thing, just driving hard, teardrop off the backboard and in. Then the 138 mark, props to T. Ross, who didn't have a huge game, but this was a beautiful play. Left wing makes a nice little crossover dribble on Deron Williams, and defense collapses. He kicks it to the left corner for Patrick Patterson, who's waiting, and he squares up and drains a three. And it's always just so gratifying every time I see Patrick Patterson hit a three. After that elbow injury, his shooting has not been quite the same, so it's nice to see him find the target. And it sounds like the Raptors were just pouring it on from the way I was just kind of gushing, but they actually only had 21 points, and the Nets got the last 5 points of the quarter, and so the Raptors only had a 2-point lead after all that talking, all that excitement I just talked about. It was 21-19, Toronto. So second quarter, here we go, 10:15 mark, Amir Johnson, amazing block on Mason Plumlee. I think Plumlee was driving on Jonas, had him beat, and Amir just flying over from the weak side with a big block. Raptors go the other way, and actually they missed the shot. I think DeMar almost turns it over. So the Nets break the other way. They miss, but Paul Pierce gets the offensive rebound, and Grevas Vasquez, Johnny on the spot. Paul Pierce, just as soon as he gets the ball, doesn't react quick enough, and Vasquez just snatches it out of his hand, goes the other way. This is a crazy sequence. He goes the other way, pulls up from the left wing, and drains a triple. And it's not like there was no one on him. I think Plumlee was hustling back and almost got the block. So pretty exciting little back and forth there. 9-11 mark, Amir Johnson. After he hits a beautiful 16-foot set shot. And that was to answer the previous play, which was Sean Livingston. Oh, wow, he had a gorgeous alley-oop pass to Plumlee. I mean, the pass was gorgeous, and then the finish was just so athletic and aggressive. It's just amazing. Plumlee, he just basically... He didn't take any time to sort of catch the ball. He just basically volleyball spiked it into the net. It was pretty amazing. Like I said, Amir had the answer right away with a nice 16-foot set shot. And then from the 8:40 mark to the 8-second mark, DeMar DeRozan with 4 points. He had two free throws and a deep jumper. But during this time, Joe Johnson was kind of having his way a little bit with DeMar. And we get Landry Fields in. Landry Fields getting some minutes. Right? I don't understand how Dwayne Casey thinks this stuff up. You don't see Landry Fields for... You'll see him for like 15 minutes every 10 games. Here he shows up in game two. And he was showing up. He was hustling for a lot of loose balls and playing some solid defense. More on him later. In fact, I'll save it for a little bit later because he actually did some stuff. And as soon as Landry Fields comes in, the Nets go ice cold. Unfortunately, the Raptors go ice cold as well. From about the 8-minute mark to the 5-minute mark, no one's doing anything. Except Mirza Teletovic. That guy, jeez, what a shot he's got. I mean, if he's 2, 3, 4 steps behind 3-point line, that's nothing for him. He doesn't think anything of it. He'll pull the trigger from there like it's a wide-open shot. And he was money on a couple of them. So he was keeping the minute with some nice three-pointers. And the Raptors are actually benefiting from technical fouls. There's two defensive 3 seconds on the Nets. KG had got a technical in this quarter, and I think Paul Pierce had got one in the first quarter. The Raptors drained all the free throws off of that. That's 4 points that they got. Just off of those free, just not doing anything. So keep that in mind. And in fact, the KG tech, I'm not sure how he got it, because it was an offensive foul on Jonas. They called it, and then somehow Garnett got a technical. I'm not sure how that happened. 58.5 seconds. Wow. Grevas Vasquez. I mean, you got to see that. I'm pretty sure they'll put this on SportsCenter. Incredible. I don't even know what to call it. Like a reverse hook shot almost. He drives right baseline, underneath the basket. And normally this is where someone would be doing a reverse layup. But he kind of flicks it. He almost turns and squares to the basket, but puts it up with one hand, no backboard, and straight in as he goes flying to the ground. Incredible, incredible shot. And then 36 seconds, Mark. So 20 seconds later, Vasquez with a beautiful lob pass into Amir. Not for the dunk, but just free. It's one of those passes where people thought he was going to shoot, and he just kind of put it at just the right height that it freezes the defense. And the only person on the floor that could possibly get it is Amir. And he grabs it for the easy layup. And that's it for the half. Raptors, who were up 11, hang on to most of the lead, and they're up 6. 45-39 going into the third quarter. So third quarter, the exchange a couple of baskets, and then the Nets go on an 8-0 run. Right? All of a sudden, actually, you know, 8-2 run. Start the quarter. Raptors get the first 2 points, Nets go 8-0. All of a sudden, it's tied at 47. 8:30 mark. So Raptors, you know, now we got a tie game. They trade a couple of baskets. Amir with an incredible circus shot. DeMar, who had a lot of turnovers this game, he throws a kind of a bad pass. Amir able to save it, and he sees Garnett there. Just goes to tries to take a foul, but Garnett goes straight up and down. Amir bounces off him, brings the ball back down around his waist, flicks it up with his wrist, and it goes off the glass and in. Incredible. And then late in the third quarter, I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, but he's just funny, I guess. They showed Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, sitting about, I don't know, five rows from the back, way up in the nosebleeds, representing with a big red Toronto jersey. He looked like the Kool-Aid man. And I don't know how I feel about him. I just know that he makes me laugh every time I see him. So, I'm not sure if that's good for Toronto or not, but it was certainly entertaining to see Rob Ford, the mayor, out there, especially sitting up in the nosebleeds. I like that, playing the everyman card. I love it. All right, so back to the game. Nets, they take a lead, and they're able to hold on, basically. Not a big lead. I think they were up 5 at one point. They hold on, so they're up 2 going into the fourth, 66-64. And it's basically just Raptor turnover, same as the first game. Just coughing the ball up on the regular. It's tough to watch, man. I just wish they would stop that. I don't know. I guess it's the playoffs. The Nets are playing good D. I can't just blame it on the Raps being bad. You know, the Nets were definitely playing some lockdown D. All right, so fourth quarter, DeMar. This one you'll definitely see on the highlights. I haven't looked him up yet, but you'll definitely see this one. After Griffiths Vasquez does a good job driving through the paint and sucking in some of the defense, he kicks it over to DeMar on the right wing. DeMar sees an opening and just explodes to the basket. He takes off at the dotted circle, goes up with his right hand, could have thrown it down easily with the right, but he decides to switch hands and murder the rim with his left hand. I mean, I didn't know he could do that. I just don't, like, I mean, with your off hand to throw down that hard. Amazing. Amazing dunk. And that gave the Raptors, that cut the lead to, the deficit to 1. They're down 69-68. 9:53 mark, Patrick Patterson, huge battle underneath, deflects the ball two or three times before finally getting the offensive rebound, puts it back in from about 3 feet away. Raptors with a one-point lead, 70-69. So the Nets come back, working around to Sean Livingston. He gets a wide-open dunk, lead right back to the Nets. And then Patrick Patterson answers that with a short baseline jumper, from the left side off a great no-look pass from Griffiths Vasquez. And that's a real no-look pass. I don't know how he saw him. He was not looking that direction at all, and then just dropped it right into his hands. And Patterson knew exactly what to do. 8-minute mark. DeMar. This is when DeMar started to take over the game. This is when DeMar started to look like an all-star again. He gets to the line 4 times in 2 possessions. He makes 3 out of 4. And then tough play, actually. So the Raptors get the rebound. DeMar makes a tough jumper, gets fouled from the right side, but he misses the free throw. But again, the Raptors get the rebound. They work it around. DeMar drives, but he gets called for an offensive foul, which I think was a legit call. So he gets called for an offensive foul. That's his 5th of the game. So he's got to sit down just as he was starting to percolate. No worries, though. Because we got our boy Kyle Lowry. You haven't been hearing much about Lowry. Because he wasn't scoring a lot. But he was moving the rock nicely. Especially in the first half. And so the second DeMar comes out, first possession, Lowry drives, picks up his dribble at the dotted circle, pivot move, step through, push shot, basket. It's a nice clutch play there. Then the other way, moving his feet, draws an offensive foul on former Raptor Allen Anderson as he tried to take it to the hole. And the Raptors with a one-point lead, 79-78. Then, next Raptor possession. Right, so this is just after drawing that offensive foul. Lowry spins to his... This is working from the left side. He spins to his left. Makes another dribble. Then he spins to his right into the paint and draws a foul. Two gorgeous spin moves off the dribble, just looking like a bull in a china shop, just bouncing off people. Like, you know, not a bull in a china shop. You know what he looked like? He looked like Mike Pinball Clemens. There's a little Toronto reference for you. The great running back just bouncing off of hits until he finally gets fouled, goes to the line, makes both his free throws. Then going back the other way, D. Will, he saw that Lowry had those nice spin moves, so he throws in a spin move himself, but Lowry is there, strips him off D. Will, out of bounds, Raptor ball. Gorgeous play. So the Raptors call timeout, 5:40 mark. Wasn't sure what was happening here, but the Raptors in the huddle, every guy except DeMar, who was sitting at the bench just looking all salty. He was just looking like he just dropped his ice cream cone. And I was wondering what was up with that, if he was mad at himself, which after in the post-game interview, he said that he was just frustrated with having five fouls and not being able to be out on the floor. But still, I thought it was weird that he wasn't in the huddle. All right, so Landry Fields. Remember I said I was going to mention him again? Well, when DeMar was sitting out, they brought in Landry Fields for the defense. And right as he comes in, Joe Johnson tries a jump shot in his face, air ball. That leads to a Jonas jumper, 10-foot jumper, going the other way. And Landry just continued to play solid D on him. Really, really solid. You're going to hear even more about him. That's right. Landry's going to get three mentions in this podcast in not a lot of minutes. All right, so 3:48 mark. Paul Pierce, the nightmare from game one, looking like he was coming back. He gets his first field goal of the game, and of course it's an and one, and of course it's late in the game, and of course it's to tie the game at 83. So that's at the 3:48 mark. 3:25 mark, Kyle Lowry. He had the answer. Last game, the Nets had the answer for the Raptors. This game, we had the answer. Kyle Lowry, he comes all the way back with a gorgeous right-to-left drive and then a little push-shot finish from about 3-4 feet away. However, Kevin Garnett ties it with a putback about 5 seconds later, and then it was DeMar time. 2:45, DeMar, 18-foot jumper off the dribble. 2:10 mark, DeMar, a huge jumper. After Paul Pierce misses, DeMar comes down and drains one off the dribble to his right, 18-foot shot straight away, slightly fading. It was money. 89-85 Raptors after that. 1:27 mark, Kyle Lowry with a huge play. So after Kevin Garnett makes two free throws, Lowry, who gets the ball passed to him from DeMar with about 3 seconds on the shot clock, he's able to take it all the way from the three-point line into the paint and finish with a beautiful righty layup. Just looked like a blur there. Then the 1:14 mark, this was the big play. This is what pretty much iced the game. Landry Fields playing that lockout defense on Joe Johnson. D. Will tries to force a pass in. Landry Fields gets a hand on it. And Raptor ball. They go on the fast break. Lowry kicks it to Patrick Patterson. He gets fouled. He makes one of two. That gave the Raptors a 5-point lead, 92-87. However, not to be fully closed out, Paul Pierce answering with a driving layup and one. Cuts the lead to two, 92-90. And then the 42-second mark, DeMar DeRozan. Just don't even know what he was thinking here, how this happened, but just trying a simple dribble move down the left side, and he just dribbles it hard out of bounds for a very painful turnover. Raptors did not need that one. And just what I was thinking is, wow, huge clutch play, and DeMar, I mean, that's going to hurt your confidence even more, no matter how many points you're scoring, to turn it over there. Luckily, he does get several chances to redeem himself. 24-second mark, Paul Pierce, who had a pretty wide-open look at a three from the left side with the Nets down two. It rims out. I thought it was in for sure. DeMar gets fouled on the rebound. He goes down, makes both free throws. That gives the Raptors a four-point lead, 94-90. The Nets, however, would not go away. And I think D. Will hit a three, and maybe Joe Johnson had a quick layup. But DeMar just kept going to the line and kept draining free throws, and that's what won this ball game. It was just solid free throw shooting by the Raptors. And the Raptors win 195. All right, Raptors get their first playoff win in 6 years. And boy, did it feel good. So we get and the hometown fans get their slices of pizza. 100 points even. Happy day for everyone involved. Oh, so happy. So happy that that occurred. And I'll tell you what, DeMar, post-game interview, when he's done, high fives every single fan as he's walking out the building. Every single fan that's reaching for him gets a high five. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you get paid for. It's not just putting the ball in the basket. You get paid for that sort of stuff. Not just the people whose hands you touch, but the people on TV who saw you do that, like me. So props to DeMar. Way to look like an all-star, aside from that disgusting turnover. Way to put the team on your back. And way to deliver this victory. So let's get to the box score here. And we got a few heroes in this game. First of all, we got Amir Johnson. 8 of 10 from the field. Haven't seen that for a while. Nice explosion from Amir. He was one rebound off a double-double with 9 rebounds. And he had a solid 16 points and 2 blocks. T. Ross, where you at, homie? We haven't been seeing T. Ross. He was only 1 of 8 with 2 points, 25 minutes. Need to see a little bit more of you, homie. But Jonas, I've been dying to talk about this. Jonas Valanciunas, 15 points, 14 rebounds. I realize it's the playoffs, and rebound numbers sometimes get inflated. But homeboy's in the teens 2 games in a row. Or set a franchise record, I think, with 18 or 17 last game. And then 14 this one? That is what I'm talking about. He's playing like a big boy. Kyle Lowry, 4 of 11 from the field, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Although, I should say, Lowry did have 4 of those assists in like the first 5 minutes. So only had 2 the rest of the way, and that's one of the reasons why the Nets were able to sort of come back and push a little bit closer. But that wasn't necessarily Lowry with the bad feed. It was just teammates missing some shots as well. But the man of the match, the big boy tonight, DeMar DeRozan, 9 for 21, but the big number here, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, 30 points. 30 big points. But I do have to point 2 things out from this box score while I'm glowing over it. Jonas and DeMar, 11 turnovers combined. 6 for DeMar, 5 for Jonas. That's too many. Even Kyle Lowry with 3 is too many. I'll give my point guard 2, but not 3. So the Raptors with 20 turnovers this game to the Nets 10. Normally, you see a number like that, it doesn't result in a victory. But luckily for the Raptors, they made their free throws. The Nets were 20 of 28. Raptors were 24 of 29. Right, Nets only 71%, Raptors 82. And we only won by 4. Or, sorry, by 5. So in my book, that's really what it is. That's big. I mean, the Raptors' 3 ball was not dropping. They were only 2 of 16. But you drain those free throws, you get those free points. And there you go. And Landry Fields, I just got to say, 18 minutes, no field goal attempts. He had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, a couple of steals, a block. No points, but listen to this, plus 8 on the floor. He was our third best player in the plus minus. All right, Amir and Grevis Vasquez were both plus 12. Attaboy, Landry Fields. So props to you. You're not going to get a lot of props for what you did in this game. But you're getting it here on the Raptors Abroad podcast. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad playoff edition podcast. Next game is not until Friday. So I'll be with you guys on Saturday, although I believe tonight I got a Miami game. So there'll be a little breakdown coming tomorrow. So thanks for checking this out. And since the playoffs, the listens have exploded. I'm not sure if it's because it's just the playoffs or because I'm doing such a great job. Obviously, I realize it's because of the playoffs. More people are interested. But let me have my moment. So thanks for checking this one out. I appreciate it. I realize it's a long one, but it's the playoffs, and it's the first Raptor win, so I had to break it down. All right, y'all. Catch you on Saturday. Peace.